You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM on this sunny Monday, but cold in eastern Iowa. Great to have you aboard as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash from our studios on the southwest side. Isaac on the other side of the glass here today. Mark Dukes joining me from his home on the southwest side. Coming up in just a moment. Good show for you. We'll talk, of course, about the championship games from yesterday. Super Bowl 57 is set for 2 weeks from yesterday in the desert in Arizona. We'll kick that around. We'll talk college basketball. We'll take a look at Iowa and Iowa State, among others from the weekend. We'll look back at Iowa Penn State on Friday night and a whole lot more. Love to have you join us here on the excursion today via the text line or the phone line. It's the same number. Give us a call or shoot us a text at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Gym Class each and every day is presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at DePaco.com. Iowa State basketball coming up tonight. Iowa State will go to Lubbock, Texas to take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders. And hopefully Iowa State does not become Texas Tech's first Big 12 victim of the year. But we'll have it at 7 o'clock for you tonight with an 8:02 tip-off. And you can catch it on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Our show also coming your way via the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. As Mr. Dukes joins me from the chilly southwest side of Cedar Rapids here this afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And I'd like to say that I hope you had a good weekend, but I know you did.
I had a superb weekend, Mark. Thank you for asking. We'll get to that. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Although, you know, I'm not used to wearing the black hat, man. But, you know, teams that win, I have the black hat now, apparently, you know, because the world is going crazy because a certain team is in the Super Bowl again. But that's what comes with the territory. So we'll address that coming up a little bit later on here in the program. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. A couple things to let you know about. We have another week of the Big Game House Party to play this week. Hopefully get some people registered if we can have some of our listeners and contestants win and qualify for the Big Game House Party from Circa Sports Iowa. And we'll give you another chance to win that coming up on the program here today. Must be 21 years of age or older to play. And, of course, the great grand prize that we're going to get people registered for. We have four of them now. That figure doubled on Friday, including our winner that just narrowly predicted. He took Iowa and 9.5. That was Joel in Cedar Rapids. Penn State won the duel by 9. So Joel is a winner. So we've gotten a couple of people registered, Mark.
That's a good thing. Hopefully we can get a whole lot more this week and make some successful picks. Spencer already had one contestant try to qualify on his show, and ours will be coming up shortly.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And also, coming up all this week, your chance to listen in to the Todd Brommelkamp show for your chance to win a $50 gift card from Hertina Stocker Jewelers down in Iowa City. As, of course, believe it or not, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Doesn't seem to be that way, but it is. It is. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on a Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. I feel we should start with more local, Mark. That would be college basketball from the weekend with Iowa and Iowa State. Iowa State in the Big 12 SEC made-for-TV get-together extravaganza. that is ending after this year. It's just, it's odd. It's been odd every year. It was odd Saturday. You had odd results up and down the line. You had Oklahoma, who couldn't hit the broadside of a barn for most of the year. Suddenly, they shoot 70% against the number two team in the country and shoot, I think, over 60% from three and just blow out Alabama. You had TCU get blown out by a 500 club and Ole Miss. It's just a weird time to play this thing, and it is the last one, and I don't think anybody's shedding a whole lot of tears on both sides.
Yeah, some interesting results in that little series on the weekend. And as far as Iowa State goes, Missouri showed it's just the type of team that if Iowa State is off, it's going to give the Cyclones trouble, and it did.
It did, and Iowa State falling in that game did not really even lead. I'm not sure if they led at all, but Missouri winning at 78-61 down at Mizzou Arena in Columbia. Kobe Brown is a darn good player, along with Demoy Hodge. They combined for 37, and 70 is a magic number as far as Iowa State is concerned. If the Cyclones give up more than 70 points a game, they have not won a battle this year. And Missouri shot it well from the field. The Tigers, all told, just under 50% from the field for the game. Just under 50% at 14 for 30 from three. Shot 14 free throws to Iowa State's eight. And we were talking after the game, Mark, that, and I've said this before, but I think it's even more relevant right now, and that is the fact that this Iowa State team is a team that's kind of, it's been put together through the transfer portal. We know that. Some very, very good mid-major players coming in. Taman Lipsey, of course, a terrific point guard out of Ames, kind of solidifying things. And then Kalischer as well. But it's an Iowa State team that's kind of on that razor-thin edge, if you will. If Iowa State is defending, and definitely if Iowa State has one or two of their players step up offensively, they can play with anybody. But if the defense is lacking a little bit, Iowa State is just not the offensive team that can outscore a team like Missouri on Saturday. Now, they played five times. Missouri might not shoot that well four times. I don't know. But do you kind of get where I'm going here as far as that margin being razor thin for this Iowa State team?
Yeah, and that's proven in the results. It's been a charm team in some respects, but I'd like to think Iowa State has earned every bit of what it's gotten so far. The Cyclones are 11 in the net, thought highly of in bracketology. Missouri's a good basketball team.
Yes, they are.
16 games, although they're only 500 in the SEC. And if you're Iowa State, you just scrub that one and try not to stub your toe tonight.
Yeah, and that's what TJ Otzelberger did in the last few minutes of the game. He said, okay, this one is done. We have a quick turnaround. We have 48-plus hours to get ready to go down to Lubbock. Iowa State came home after the game on Saturday, spent Saturday evening in Ames, left on Sunday to go down to Lubbock. And I think a good move there by TJ Otzelberger to get Iowa State in their own beds and their own environment for, you know, whatever, 12 to 18 hours, if you will, to get them kind of just forget about that, like you said, flush it. Get ready for Texas Tech because it is a dangerous Texas Tech team. It's on the bottom of the Big 12. It's 0-8. Their net's still 69, though, so not a bad basketball team. I mean, they went 11-3 in the non-con, 11-2 in the non-conference, I beg your pardon. So you know they have talent. They're going to beat somebody. They're going to beat somebody, that's for sure, and probably two or three teams. You don't want it to be you tonight if you're Iowa State, though.
Not at all. And five of Texas Tech's league losses have come by 7 points or fewer. So it's been competitive and in many games. What say you? Will Iowa State bounce back with a win tonight, yes or no? That's our poll question today. At KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye, Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City.
I think Iowa State will, but as I mentioned, it's if the defense, I'm not going to say Iowa State took a night off. Missouri hit some tough shots in that game. Missouri, that was a tough matchup as far as Iowa State is concerned, and it was just one of those days, I think, down in Columbia. Missouri, I think, needed that game a little bit more. And that's what made the Big 12 SEC get together on Saturday so strange, because West Virginia beats Auburn. West Virginia had to have that game. Had to have that game because they're right on the bubble as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned. Even though they are a 25 net, they're 2-6 in the Big 12. And this goes back to the whole argument. There's 18 games that the Big 12 teams are going to be playing. If you finish 6-12 in the Big 12 or in any major conference, should you be in the NCAA tournament? But West Virginia's gotten some big non-conference wins, and they got a big one over Auburn on Saturday. And I know Joe Lunardi's bracketology is going to come out tomorrow as far as ESPN. Jerry Palm right now has West Virginia by virtue of that win as the last team in the field right now.
Yep, and still a long way to go. As far as Iowa State goes, tied for the Big 12 lead, and tonight is the next and most important game on the schedule.
Iowa State 15-5 going into Lubbock tonight to take on Texas Tech. Kansas. Bill Self just doesn't lose three in a row, does he? He just doesn't. Hasn't done it for 20-plus years in Lawrence. You think when Kansas just looks awful, they go down to Rupp Arena and beat Kentucky. It was also one of the last four in as far as Jerry Palm's bracketology at this point is concerned. 319-366-1600. That is a text line for you here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. We thank you for joining us here today. Love to hear from you out there if you want to talk some college hoops, Iowa or Iowa State. We've been talking Cyclone basketball with you, and we're going to talk about Iowa here in just a couple of moments or so. And as I mentioned, Iowa State with a big Monday tonight as they will take on the Red Raiders of Texas Tech coming up this evening. As far as Iowa is concerned, yesterday the Hawkeyes get a much-needed win at home over another defensive-minded team, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Iowa wins it 93-82 and put 93 on one of the top 10 defensive teams in the nation. Iowa wins it by 11. Big stories in that game. The biggest story of them all, I think, was the fact that Patrick McCaffrey suited up, played, scored 9 points, got a very vigorous round of applause when he entered the ball game, did a lot of good things, said his legs were a little weary at the end of the night or in the end of the afternoon, but still a help for this Iowa team. Because, as I mentioned the other day, I thought that Chris Murray looked tired a little bit in the previous game. And this is definitely going to help having Patrick McCaffrey back. Makes the bench a little bit more out there with Sanford, Dix, and Patrick McCaffrey coming out of it. Desante Bowen, though, did not play in the ball game, interestingly enough, on Sunday. But good win for the Hawkeyes nonetheless, Mark.
It was one of the best wins of the season, I would say. Iowa solved Rutgers' defense in the two games they opposed one another. In the two games against Iowa, Rutgers gave up the most points it has all season. I agree with you on Patrick McCaffrey. Great to see him back. He hit some huge shots, 3 out of 3 from three-point range, and had some assists, a steal here and there. But on a day in which Rabracha was off, I would say, fouled out, 7.6 rebounds, Aaron Ulis continues to play at a high level. Connor McCaffrey is very, very efficient. Sanford and Dix giving Iowa huge lifts off the bench in whatever minutes they play. And now Patrick McCaffrey just adds that much more depth to this team. Ulis is the guy that just – I've been so impressed with him the last handful of games.
Me too. Me too. And has picked up his game on the offensive end. And by the way, yes, 68-82 Kansas. It was four in a row that Kansas was trying to avoid, and they did. I beg your pardon. You're right. They had lost three. I had three in my mind. Thank you for that. 60-15, we will get to you in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. Iowa yesterday shot it decently, 43%, but they were 50% from beyond the arc. Some big threes in that game, and Iowa shot 34 free throws. And it was Steve Peichel after the game talking about the matchup and saying that you just Rutgers did not play defense without fouling. He was disappointed with his Scarlet Knights as far as that is concerned, but he gave Iowa a lot of credit for playing well at home. Good crowd as well on a Sunday afternoon in Iowa City, so that was good to see. And yeah, Patrick McCaffrey, as pointed out by Jeff on the text line, Patty Mack is back. Big lift, I think, for this Iowa basketball team. And they're going to need him because they turn around and go at it, much like Iowa State tonight. They're going to go at it about 52 hours after that game on Sunday as the makeup game against Northwestern comes around tomorrow night.
Watch out for that one, folks.
Cats are tough.
I think that's going to be a heck of a game. I mean, Northwestern's right there in second place in the league. And no slouch by any means. But as far as the game against Rutgers, when you make three times as many free throws as the other team, it's a perfect recipe for not only Iowa, but every team. 29 out of 34 from the line, and you make half of your 24 three-point shots. It's a great recipe, man.
It is. You mentioned Rabracha fouling out. Connor McCaffrey, again, really did a nice job defensively in the interior for Iowa, spelling Philip Rabracha a little bit yesterday. And Riley Mulvey came in, gave Iowa a couple minutes, just a couple of minutes. But he certainly helped things as well. And Iowa now will get ready to take on the Cats. If you watched Northwestern dismantle Minnesota on Saturday, now, granted, the Gophers, can we say it, just aren't very good, Mark? I think we can say that, right?
Yeah, you can say that, and you can also say Northwestern's a very veteran team.
I was just going to say, it is a Northwestern team that is really, really veteran. You take a look at what they have. They have Boo Booey, of course, Audige out there, but they bring in a transfer from Utah, that area. A couple other transfers for this Northwestern team, and when they are healthy, and they are healthy now, they got a lot of experience. They remind me of a smaller Iowa State, to be honest with you. How's that? Is that a good comparison or not? 319-366-1600 here at the gym on the gym class on KGYM. But I think they're very similar to Iowa State.
And dissimilar to Rutgers.
Rutgers is still a very good basketball team.
Yes, it is.
Very good basketball team. The logjam in the Big Ten continues after the Boilermakers. You've got Northwestern at 6-3, and then three teams with four losses at 6-4, Indiana, Illinois, and Rutgers, the aforementioned Scarlet Knights. Michigan State, the only team at 6-5 right now. And then you've got Iowa in a big logjam at 5-5 with Penn State, Maryland, and Michigan. Suddenly, the Wisconsin Badgers are reeling. They're 4-6. Illinois absolutely took them apart at the Kohl Center over the weekend. Not a good loss right there, if there is such a thing, for Greg Gard and the Wisconsin Badgers. Penn State took Michigan from pillar to post yesterday up at State College and put a big knot on the head of the Michigan Wolverines, who are 83 as far as the net is concerned. Mark, a lot of folks with the bracketology have the Michigan Wolverines on the outside looking in right now.
Yeah, as far as the Big Ten goes, you've got, after Purdue, you've got 9 or 10 teams you can basically throw a blanket over. From Northwestern to Illinois to Rutgers, Michigan State, Penn State, Iowa, Maryland, so on and so forth. Very even teams in that group. And that's why it's so important that Iowa protects its home court against two teams ahead of it in the standings this week.
True. Very true. Northwestern is up first, and that will be tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at Carver-Hawkeye Arena for that one. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. As we come up on 326, going to get a look at the weather and a break coming up. But first, lots of things on the scoreboard, and we're going to throw it to Mark. It is the scoreboard brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And, of course, Emil's open at 4 o'clock. You can find them online at emilshideaway.com. Eat local and try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily. And wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar, or bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area at Emil's Hideaway. A lot of things to talk about, Mark.
A lot to choose from on the menu, and that doesn't necessarily mean Emil's, but we're talking about the scoreboard. Bobby Hull, one of the great hockey players of all time, died at the age of 84. He excelled for many, many years, particularly in the 60s and 70s. In Iowa football news, Iowa picked up a offensive lineman out of the transfer portal. His name is Rusty Feth, F-E-T-H, from Miami of Ohio, 6'5", 304. He was a second-team All-MAC selection last year at center, but he has also played guard. Iowa picked up a commitment from 2024 for the 2024 class, Josh Janowski, an offensive lineman from Frankfort, Illinois, and a gray shirt tight end in this coming class, Grant Leeper, out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Gray shirt means that you are not on scholarship the first semester, but you are from then on. And then a couple of walk-ons also committed, preferred or not, including Tommy Poholski, son of the late Tom Poholski. Kirk Ferentz, meanwhile, will meet with the media on Wednesday at 3 o'clock. That probably is related to the signing date, but you never know, huh?
You never know if you're going to see a depth chart. You never know if there's going to be news. Stay tuned as far as that one is concerned.
Two-way athlete Brody Brecht has been named third-team preseason All-America as a baseball player, a pitcher from Baseball America. Major league teams vote on that particular All-America team. Tonight, Luca Garza and Keegan Murray likely will exchange uniforms. Garza back with the Timberwolves. Keegan Murray comes to town with the Kings. And they oppose one another tonight. By the way, Deontay Burton signed a 10-day contract with the Kings. He is out of Iowa State. 30. You know what 30 means, right?
30?
Back in the days, after you complete a story, you put 30 at the end.
Tell it, if the folks do not know, explain to them.
Well, old guy talking again. When I first started at the Gazette, you know, we were using typewriters and whatnot, and at the end you put 30 to indicate to the typesetters that is, you know, end of story.
So you're just putting a 30 there.
Scoreboard goes 30.
All right. Very good. 71-48, reminding us that Landon Akers was a gray shirt as well when he went to Iowa State. A couple of football questions as well we will get to here in just a little bit, because we will talk about the Super Bowl, Philadelphia and Kansas City, coming up 2 weeks from yesterday. We'll talk about the Chiefs win over the Bengals. We'll talk about the Eagles' big win over the 49ers. We get to Iowa, Penn State wrestling, and more for you. And love to have you interact with us on the text line at 319-366-1600. Back with more of the Gym Class right after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm Kason Ferris with a check of your weather first forecast. For your Monday afternoon, expect mostly sunny skies with temperatures reaching in the single digits. However, wind chills will be between -5 and -10 degrees. As we head towards your Monday night, under a clear sky, expect very chilly conditions with temperatures dropping into the negative single digits with wind chills between -15 and -20 degrees. We'll warm up though as we head towards your Tuesday, once again under a mostly sunny sky with high temperatures reaching into the middle teens. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
The Gym is teaming up with Circa Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
Vegas! It's KGYM's big game house party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply. It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circa Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMradio.com.
Just when it feels like smooth sailing, your IT person leaves and rocks your entire business boat.
Network overboard!
Now who's going to captain your IT ship? Network Computer Solutions. They're ready to hop on board and keep you on course. Whether you're a tiny rowboat or a giant ocean liner, Network Computer Solutions will keep your business cruising along with pricing options that won't make you feel anchored down. Network Computer Solutions is your IT safe harbor. Meet them now at ncsei.com.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Update your bathroom with help from Menards. A brand new Magic Woods vanity is the perfect addition to your bathroom. Magic Woods offers innovative, trend-setting styles to match your lifestyle. With many sophisticated styles to choose from, it's easy to find the right vanity for you. Right now, save big money on vanities from Magic Woods. Plus, check out all the great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Welcome back. It is a Gym Class at 3:33 on a Monday edition here on KGYM. We are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Give me your latest chance to try to get qualified. One of our listeners in the Circa Sports Iowa Big Game House Party Contest. We'll do that coming up here in just a couple of moments as Mark joins me from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Super Bowl is set now, Mark. It'll be Kansas City and Philadelphia, the whatever you want to call it, the Andy Reid Bowl, the Kelce Bowl, whatever the case may be, however you want to describe it. That will take place 2 weeks from yesterday in Glendale, Arizona, in Super Bowl 57, Philadelphia getting a big win over San Francisco after Brock Purdy was injured. And the 49ers lost their fourth-string quarterback. And then that was pretty much all she wrote. Give the Eagles a lot of credit, though, as far as getting out to a win and getting out to a lead. Running game was terrific. Jalen Hurts didn't have to run the ball a whole lot. We'll get to that coming up in a moment as well. And then the Chiefs and the Bengals, terrific ball game. And Kansas City turning the tables a little bit with a late field goal. Not an overtime field goal, but a late field goal by Harrison Butker to win it over Cincinnati. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Great to hear from Cajun Troy, as always. She says, I haven't watched any basketball yet this season because it's still football season. So I'm calling about that call at the end of the game after you talk about that game. I would assume that would be the personal foul on the very unfortunate Cincinnati lineman that played a darn good game, except for that particular play anyway. And let's start with Philadelphia, San Francisco first, Mark. A shame that Brock Purdy was injured. It definitely made a difference because the fourth-string quarterback just wasn't going to lead the 49ers, even with all that talent, to a victory against Philadelphia, especially having to come from behind like they would have done. Just an unfortunate way for the 49ers to end the season, but you give all the credit in the world, I think, to the Philadelphia Eagles. And as 6015 says, go Philly. And I respect your opinion, 6015.
I'm not sure the 49ers would have defeated the Eagles even with Brock Purdy. It would have been a whole lot closer, I think, but I agree, it was a shame. And then the 49ers lose Josh Johnson, the fourth quarterback the 49ers have used this year. And when Purdy went back in for him, you could clearly see the game was over because Purdy couldn't throw it more than 5 yards.
No.
And that's not his fault, just the way it was. The verdict was sealed. This Philadelphia team is a really good team, a terrific defense. And Jalen Hurts didn't have to do a whole lot, but man, the penalties killed the 49ers. It's just one of those games, and I would have been interested to see if, you know, Purdy could have played the whole game and how that would have turned out, but I don't think the outcome would have been any different.
Yeah, and I don't want to anger anyone, Iowa State fans or anything like that. I think Philadelphia was the better team yesterday. That defense is just really, really solid, and they fly to the ball. No pun intended, I guess. Fly, Eagles, fly, right? Don't believe I just said that. Isaac's smiling at me. Isaac, is there a wager coming? Anyway, that's a good team. Very tough to beat at home in front of that crowd. And Philadelphia, I thought with a healthy quarterback, I'll say quarterback for San Francisco, I think they had a shot. I think they had a shot to get to the Super Bowl when they got Christian McCaffrey. But just not going to do it with a fourth-string quarterback. It was interesting. McCaffrey went into the Wildcat a little bit. Juszczyk was actually the emergency quarterback for San Francisco, was their fullback. That would have been interesting to see. But at the end, after they got behind, they were trying every running play, double reverses in the back of the playbook, and Philadelphia was just sitting there waiting for them with 11 in the box because they knew Brock Purdy couldn't throw the ball. So, that's a tough way to end your season if you're the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, not only was San Francisco's offense hamstrung, I think the defense got deflated. It started when Johnson, the fourth team quarterback, fumbled and led to a 21-7 lead for the Eagles. And from that point on, I thought the defense played hard. and okay, but somewhat deflated because they knew the offense probably wasn't going to mount a comeback.
True, true. 319-366-1600 here on the Jim Class. Hassan Reddick, yes, Chiefs better hope they have an answer for Hassan Reddick. He is all over the place from 57-86. And yes, we have to talk about the Chiefs and the Bengals. And let's start things off by going to our favorite Cajun. That's Cajun Troy. Hey, first of all, love the pictures of your grandson. He's cute.
yeah, he's a joy. I'm going to celebrate his birthday at the end of February. 1 year old. Can't believe he'll be one so soon. But, hey, first of all, congratulations. I'm happy for you. You know, it's such a joy when your team gets an opportunity to represent and win, you know. What I saw in that game was that whole team said, okay, Mahomes, you carried us all the way. We're going to be there. And your defensive line, that front, they kicked butt.
Chris Jones is underrated.
Yes, really, really, really. He's a beast, you know. So no, that was really, really was. And I think, you know, they all had injuries with their wide receivers on both sides of the ball. And I think that hurt the teams over that way. Mahomes, he was a beast. He played well. So now let's get to the point. Now, you know that penalty at the end. Yes, it was a penalty. But in the same Saints Rams game, that was three penalties they didn't call, okay? So I think in these NFC Championship games, and you experienced it too against the Patriots, well, that little offside call when he's after his sack Tom Brady, game would have been over, should have been the Saints-Kansas City in that game. So it's just every time these NFC Championship games, you know, it's like whatever ref, if they're going to hold that whistle or they're not going to hold it, you know. And I hate to see the game end that way, you know, because it's just, you know, I think overtime would have been a fun game. But, you know, but no, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for the Chiefs fan. But I haven't decided yet who I'm cheering for, okay?
All right. I will try to influence you over the next 2 weeks, Troy.
You do that. All right. Well, good. Hey, congratulations. Enjoy it, okay?
Thanks. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600 here on the Jim Class on KGYM.
Coincidentally, Scott, this is National Officials Appreciation Week.
Yes, it is. Don't hug officials because they don't like when you run out in the field. But, you know, give them a thumbs up. Give them a cheer at your latest game. If you go, especially a high school game, because those folks do a great job.
We often talk about the calls that are made. And what about the calls that aren't made? When they show a replay and there's an obvious hold. Now, we have the benefit of replay. But I think there's probably as many, maybe not as many, but plenty of calls that are not made as those that are made. And we scrutinize the latter and forget about the former.
True. Thank you, Troy, for the picture. That's awesome. it's like I'm the person representing the team in the room, Mark. I'm just going to excuse myself. You can talk about all that. Let's go back to the NFC game. Let's go to Craig in Cedar Rapids, checking in with us here today at 3:43. Craig, good afternoon. How you doing?
How you doing? Hi, Mark.
Hey, Craig. How are you?
About Brock Purdy. Sorry, how you doing, Mark?
Good.
I have a question about Brock Purdy and the 49ers. In the history of the NFL, has there ever been any other team that's went through their four-string quarterback and couldn't mount a player to play the position because of injury?
Whew. I'm sure there has been. Now, going into the playoffs or just the entire, you know, regular season, et cetera?
Either.
I don't recall, but, you know, years ago, the Colts lost Johnny Unitas and lost Earl Morrill.
Yep, that's what I was
thinking.
And running
back Tom Matty had to come in and play quarterback for, I think, two or three games. But, no, I don't know, Craig. I don't have the answer to it, but I doubt it.
I'm a 49er fan, and I was completely shocked. I was all ready to see Purdy go to the Super Bowl, and I was just absolutely shocked. I was lost for words.
Yeah, you want to be at full strength. You want to have a shot. And, you know, no offense to the fourth stringer, but – you kind of knew
I think you probably knew as well, Craig, that it just wasn't going to happen, especially bringing a team back against a Philadelphia defense in Philadelphia in an NFC championship game. And, I mean, that's just – it stinks. It stinks. There's no other way to say it. So
I agree. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. If you would like to give us a call or if you'd like to send us a text, love to hear from you today here at 345 on the program. 5232 said the Broncos had a practice squad wide receiver starting at quarterback a few years ago. I vaguely remember that. I do vaguely remember that.
We talk about the storylines in that Chiefs game, and it's going to be the Kelce Super Bowl. That's very cool. How about Jack Cochran out of Mount Vernon, Iowa? He is number 43 for the Chiefs.
Special teamer.
You know, I think he and Tristan Wirfs were a couple of years apart. Were they ever teammates? I don't remember.
Well, no, one went to Mount Vernon, the other went to No, you're right. What am I thinking? I was thinking Linderbaum. I'm thinking Linderbaum. I would have to – I'm going to look that one up.
Listeners, help us out.
Yes, Mount Vernon folks, were they on the same team? Let us know.
Two guys from Mount Vernon playing in recent Super Bowls. That's good.
That's not bad. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. I'll say this. It was a great game between the Chiefs and the Bengals. And like I said a few minutes earlier, if I say the officials were bad, I can't comment one way or the other. Can I, Mark? Because I'm going to be wrong no matter what I say. So that's kind of the way I've looked at it over the last 18 hours.
I said it before and I'll say it again. I'm sick of the officials talk. Your teams make more mistakes than the officials. They're just scrutinized that much more. They become part of the game for fans and other people. I just grow tired of all the criticism.
I'll say this, and Troy hit it perfectly on a text that she just sent. And this is not only yesterday. It has been all year long. Officials were inconsistent. All coaches want, no matter what level you're at, is consistency. So that, and the players too, because then you know what you can do. And it's just not that way. And especially in the National Football League. Now I'll say this. Only thing I'll say is that on the third down play, it was, if you looked, and it was shown by CBS yesterday, the back judge on the Bengals sideline did come running in. No one could hear him. He wasn't real emphatic, whatever the case may be. They had to replay it because of just the way it worked. It wasn't implemented right. I didn't ask Eli Apple to hold on the next play. Didn't ask Patrick Mahomes to fumble the ball and give Cincinnati a short field. Didn't. Chiefs had a touchdown taken away yesterday, too, on a holding penalty. So, there you go. Now it makes me sound like I'm making excuses, right, Mark?
No, I don't think so. I will say the one call that was correct that went against Joseph Osai on the sidelines led to the game-winning field goal, pushing Mahomes while he was out of bounds. I felt awful for Osai.
So do I.
Played a heck of a game. And then to see that he stood in front of the cameras and tape recorders or whatever you had in your hand and answered questions afterwards as a straight-up guy, man.
Yeah. Cincinnati, Buffalo, and Kansas City are going to have some knockdown dragouts over the next handful of years. And they are going to be fun to watch. Not going to win them all and certainly not going to lose them all. But man alive, they are going to be some great games between Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Patrick Mahomes over the next handful of years.
You can, and my Jag.
Yeah, and you may put Trevor Lawrence into that conversation before all is said and done right here. But it will be it will be the Chiefs and the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Should make for a very interesting Kelce Brothers podcast coming up next. Next time around. All right, 3:49. We're going to get to Iowa Penn State wrestling here after the break. But before we get to our break here on the program, we want to get one of our listeners a chance to get their pick in and to come up with the best side and the right side as far as the pick is concerned, and to qualify into our Circus Sports Iowa Big Game Party and that particular contest. And we're going to do that right now. Caller number 6 will take you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Isaac's going to pick up the phone after we give you the game. We haven't given you the game yet. Isaac's laughing because everybody's not, they're not playing by the rules here, man. Throw a flag, Isaac. That's a flag. Let's stay in the spirit of fun here today. All right, our game is this, Mark. In the NBA tonight, you talked about it on your Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. It's Sacramento and Minnesota. It's Keegan Murray and Luka Garza going at it. It is a pick'em, so pick a side, Sacramento or Minnesota. It's the second game of a back-to-back. The Timberwolves beat Sacramento 117-110 on Saturday. 319-366-1600 will take caller number 6. You will make your pick, Sacramento or Minnesota. And hopefully we can get you qualified for the drawing coming up a week from today on the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Back with more after this here on KGYM.
Working out has been proven to increase your self-esteem, help with depression, anxiety, and stress. At the MAC, we care about you as a person. That's why we have personal trainers you can connect with, group exercise classes so you don't feel alone, saunas to help you relax, and many more amenities.
This year, I'm doing it for me.
This year, I'm joining the MAC for me.
To see everything the MAC has to offer, go to jointhe-mac.com. That's jointhe-mac.com.
Having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. At DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. We want our members to feel the comfort that a life emergency won't become a financial emergency. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. When our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
Every pro is an MVP to us. As a Lowe's MVP's rewards member, you can earn bonus points when you shop select products and brands. Then redeem them for exciting rewards like tools, sports memorabilia, e-gift cards, and more. Join today to become a member and start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, subject to program terms. While supplies last, points expire at end of calendar year. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Back on the gym class, KGYM at 3:53. Gary is taking the T-Wolves. All right. Going to mark that down right here. He's taking Luka Garza tonight. Gary has the T-Wolves. Got it. All right. Best of luck out there. Hey, we need to give you the results of the pick six as well, Mark. And, of course, it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. The penultimate edition of this year's pick six. How did it go?
Mr. Dave Alec won the picks this week with a 4-2 record, matched by you, but Dave won on a tiebreaker. So with 1 week left, Scott, you have a 2-game lead over Dave and a 3-game lead over myself and a sizable lead over Spencer. Love you, man.
He went 3-3 again this week.
He did. He beat me. I was 2-4. The real winner is John from Cedar Rapids. the winner of a $30 gift card to Emo's Hideaway. Enjoy it, John.
Thank
you. We got a lot of Johns listening, don't we?
We do. We love all of our listeners, including John. Jim from Kyoto, who struggled more this weekend, Big Ten refs or NFL refs? Both were not great, in my opinion. Thank you, Jim, for the text. Appreciate that. 319-366-1600 here on the Jim Class. Thank you, John. John's giving us a thumbs up as well for the shout-out right there. Back to Friday night. We're going to talk more about this a little bit tomorrow. We'll talk a lot more about it on Thursday. Remember, Mark Ironside joins us on Thursday this week. Kevin Lehman on Wednesday. They switched due to some Mark's travel schedule. Iowa's falls to Penn State 23-14 up in Happy Valley. Really, Mark, it was chalk, basically. All the upper seeds, the higher-rated wrestlers, won in the duel. Spencer Lee got a Tech fall, did not get a pin. I don't think it did not matter in the end, but Penn State just they're number ones and their top guys, they came through. Their hammers did.
Powerful lineup. RBY, Roman Bravo Young got that pin to counteract Spencer Lee's Tech fall. Don't know why Abe Assad was not in the lineup. We'll find out from Mark, perhaps. But duels are a lot different than tournaments, Scott. We'll see what happens at the end of the year.
Yeah, and like I said, it basically went chalk the whole way with Spencer Lee getting the win. But a good win from Real Woods over Bartlett. Max Murin with a good showing against Van Ness at 149. And then the heavyweight matchup did not go the Hawkeyes' way, but that was a good one. That was fun to watch.
You knew it would be as well. And Iowa State, you know, at the top of the Big 12 standings in wrestling, big victory. You and I with a big victory over Oklahoma. So wrestling humming along in the state of Iowa, and a big weekend for high schools as well.
Yep, girls regionals and the state tournament field is set. That's at the Girls High School Athletic Union website. That will get underway later this week. Tomorrow night, regional duels. We'll talk with KJ Pilcher coming up tomorrow about that. Speaking of high school, tonight is we got basketball on CRM Live Sports. Bob Fontana's bringing Ankeny Centennial to town. They are going to take on Prairie tonight. The former Kennedy coach, now with the Jaguars, and that will be at 7:15 tonight on CRMLiveSports.com. We got Iowa State basketball against Texas Tech. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And talk some wrestling with you on the program as well on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And more on the Super Bowl matchup, more on basketball, more on sports coming up with Todd next between 4 and 6 o'clock this evening. And then Iowa State basketball at 7. Mark, have a great night.
I will. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Thank you for listening. Back tomorrow at 3.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh.